former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Thanks for sitting and chatting with me.
Yes, delight to be here.
You are known as the education governor. You're a big proponent of standardized testing when you were the governor of the FCAT, but now it's being replaced by Common Core in 2014. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, the FCAT, the dreaded FCAT that gives all children acne and makes them nauseous during the testing period, it'll be replaced with a new test that will measure competency based on new standards. So the Common Core state standards are higher, they're fewer, they require more critical thinking skills, and they will, unfortunately, at the beginning, they will probably show that close to two-thirds of our children are not college and or career ready.
We at State Impact Florida are doing a series on remedial classes. We crunched the numbers, and it turns out that of all the students in Florida who graduated high school recently, 54% of the students who took the college placement test had to take at least one remedial class. So they were not ready for college. Do you think that the goal of the FCAT was to determine whether or not students were ready for college, or just to determine whether or not students were ready to graduate from high school?
It's really a gateway to graduate from high school, not to be college ready, as evidenced by the fact that, 12% or 13% of kids don't graduate because they can't pass a 10th grade level test, or worse yet, as you said, 50% of our students need remedial work to be able to take a college course, which is why the Common Core standards, I think, are a better indicator of that.
I'm wondering, where does your faith in Common Core come from? Because it hasn't really been field tested and proven to work anywhere. So where does your support come from?
Because I've talked to a lot of people that are experts in the field of standards and what kids need to learn in the 21st century to be successful. And what they say is that the greatest country on the face of the earth measures itself to lower standards than what the best is in the world. So I would argue that we should embark on this journey.
Now, you have advocated for education reform in Florida and outside of Florida, and I'm wondering, in light of the recent election, I know that some of the education reforms that you were pushing, like in Indiana and Idaho, didn't pass, like pay for performance, requiring online classes, things like that. Do you consider it a setback to your education agenda?
Well, I mean, it's not my education agenda. It's the education agenda of the Indiana governor, the Indiana state school officer, the Indiana legislature, the Indiana business community that Tony Bennett didn't get elected. In Idaho, my gosh, Florida requires one online course to graduate from high school. No big deal in my mind, but that's like in Idaho, that became a controversial thing. Give me a break. The unions are very good at defending their turf, and that's exactly what happened in South Dakota and Idaho. That doesn't mean the fight stops. The fight, you know, the fight will continue. In Washington State, there was a passage of a charter school law. Washington State was, I think, one of eight states that didn't have a charter school law. In Georgia, they passed a constitutional amendment to allow for a statewide authorizer for charter schools to kind of force more innovation at the local level. So it was a mixed night for sure. And at the national level, we have an interesting dynamic. Education is one of the few places where you have left-right coalitions that are for reform and left-right coalitions that are against reform. It's not as monolithic as some other areas of policy. So I don't think much changes with the president's reelection. In fact, I think this is the one area where there is enough common ground to build on it.
Thank you so much for your time.